Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And it looks like just three of us in the studio at the moment. Me and a couple colts. And maybe joined by a couple shepherds. And so there may be five of us before the broadcast class completes today. So hour number one, it's me. Tips from 5 Minute University. Lessons from 5 Minute University. And some of my thoughts on what's happening. And hour number two, Bert's going to be joining us. That'll be pretty exciting because he has so many things that he's had on the syllabus for class that we just haven't gotten to for about a month. So here we are. Here's a kind of an interesting tidbit. So I was talking with our son, and of course he is he's a farmer. He has a degree in agriculture and farming. And he's a mechanic. And he fixes all of our equipment, and he fixes equipment for many people in the village. Trucks, cars, tractors, implements, tires. And I was talking with him the other day, and he said, hey, T. And I don't know why he calls me T, the letter T. Not T-E-E, not T-E-A, just the letter T, one letter. Hey, T, how much do you think it costs to replace disc pads on one axle in the surrounding area, like Lebanon, Missouri, at a big box store? You know, store that sells tires and does brakes and, you know, an automotive shop, a big box one, one that you'd recognize the name of. I said, I don't know, maybe $100. He said, well, no. No, it's actually a little more than that, T. It's $180, 180.00, to replace disc pads on one axle. Now, one axle means the front left and the front right, or the rear left and the rear right. That's one axle. So either front brakes or rear brakes. $180. It seemed extraordinary to me. And I'll tell you why. He said, all they do is pull out the pads, you know, take the wheels off. Let's say it's a front axle that they're working on, front brake job. They'll take the lug nuts off the both wheels in the front, and they'll pull the guide pins out, which typically unscrew with a socket or an Allen socket, and unscrew that, clean them off with a rag, put some disc brake guide pin lubricant on there. It's just a thin film, like with a Q-tip. And the amount that they'd use would be about the amount that would be the volume of a split P, you know, complete split P, both halves. So I'm talking about a small amount. And pry out the old pads with a screwdriver, put in the new pads, put the guide pins back in, put the wheel back on, and do the other side. It takes about an hour to do the whole job. At least it takes us an hour. So that's $180. And the parts, I know what the parts cost. The parts typically cost between $20 and $30 for brake pads. We buy them all the time. So I know what they cost. Now, if you were to buy them at, you know, a big box automotive parts store, and you just walked in and you just, you know, said, hey, I'm looking for some brake pads for my Chevy or Ford, or Dodge or Chrysler, and you were not a mechanic and you didn't have a shop, you paid what's called the DIY price, the do-it-yourself price, which is higher than we pay, you'd be paying somewhere between $20 and $30 for a set. Now, a set is four pads, two for the left wheel and two for the right wheel. So $20 and $30 plus tax. How did we get to $180 for a job that takes 1 hour to replace parts that cost $20 to $30? How do we get there? So I asked our son what he charges, you know, at the moment. And his price is $78. So we're less than half. Now, the parts are the same. Which brings me to the point about brake pads. And here's my philosophy on them. There's brake pads that are considered, and they keep changing. But it's like good, better, best. And believe it or not, most of them, even the, you know, the less expensive ones, what's called good, or in the world of Sears, Roebuck and Company, they have different names for them, but I would call them good, better, and best. The good ones meet all the requirements to stop the car. There's no question about it. They have to. It's not like they're going to fail on the third pressing of the brake pedal. They are the same, they meet the same testing as the expensive ones, except for the expensive ones are harder on the disc rotor because the brake pads are of a harder material. So when you put a harder material and you apply it with pressure against the disc rotor that's spinning it at the rate that the tires are spinning going down the road, it causes heat, and that's what stops the car. The friction is what stops the car, and the brake pads wear out. But if the brake pads are really hard, like the expensive ones, the ones that we call the best ones, they wear out the rotors faster. So when I buy brake pads for me, my trucks, my cars, I buy the least expensive ones. Now, they're still guaranteed for life. So if I wear them out, I just bring them back, and they go, here's a new set for free. But the less expensive ones are softer. Now, will they be race quality? No. They can't take as much heat. So if you are, you know, racing through traffic, stop, go, you know, spinning around corners and, you know, driving like you're in the Daytona 500 or Indianapolis, and they're not suitable for that. But for everyday driving, they're just fine. And they are much, much easier on the disc rotors. So a disc rotor can cost you $100 each. So that drives up the price of that $180 brake job by $100 for the left rotor and $100 for the right rotor if you need new rotors. And then there's more labor in replacing that. So, you know, the price keeps going up. So you might be expecting an inexpensive brake job that can be $500 or $600 or $700 or $800. So why am I telling you this? Well, I'm saying that I buy not the cheesy brake pads. I buy name brand brake pads because I need to depend on my brakes just like everybody else. But I buy the good quality rather than the better quality or the best quality because the good quality is easier on the disc rotors. Okay, that being the case, you should consider doing your own brake jobs. It's easy. And it's as simple as jacking up the car safely, you know, putting it in park, setting the emergency brake or the parking brake, chocking the wheels so no matter what, if you're going to jack up the front, make sure that the car doesn't roll backwards. Put it on the level surface. And you can find out how to replace disc pads on the Internet. YouTube's got plenty of videos on how to do it, specifically even for your vehicle. So I suggest you watch that. And for $20 to $30, you can replace your brake pads. Now, the time to replace them is before you hear noises. Okay. There are these wear indicators on disc brake pads that will start squealing when you depress the brake. It'll be a kind of a high-pitched squeal. And that is this little P piece of steel that rubs against the disc rotor, and it's designed to make noise, kind of like a whistle is designed to make noise. And that will tell you that your brakes are getting dangerously thin for two reasons. One, the thinner they get, the harder it is to dissipate the heat caused by braking action, because there's less mass to absorb the heat, because the brakes, the brake pads are worn, there's less material there. The other reason is because when the brake pad itself wears out, there's a backing shoe which is made out of steel. And that steel backing shoe will come into contact with the brake rotor, and it will score it, and you will need to either resurface the brake rotor if you're lucky or fortunate, or you'll have to replace it if you're less fortunate. Typically costs $15 or so, maybe $18, to resurface a disc rotor. You'll have to take it off and bring it into the auto parts store. Not all the auto parts stores resurface disc rotors. Some do, some don't. So that's worth a call to find out if yours does. But if you look at the disc rotor and you feel the surface, and if it feels has ridges in it, you're going to need to resurface it most of the time. So prevent that from happening by inspecting your brakes. And how do you do that? Well, you take a flashlight and you look through the slots of the wheel to where the brakes are. And many times you can see the thickness of the lining on the brake pads. So what you need to do is look up your vehicle, look up what the brake pads look like, get a rough feel for the thickness of how thick the brake lining material should be in the first place, and then compare that image that you have on your screen with what yours look like on your vehicle. And if they look like they're the thickness of, let's say, a quarter, meaning, you know, those things that we used to carry in our pocket, a U.S. token called a quarter of a dollar, if they're that thick, that's too thin. You need to replace your brakes. So I don't like the brakes to get too thin, because I know for a fact that it will trash and destroy and score the rotors. So that's a thought for those of you who have disc brakes. Now, when I was a young mechanic back in 1969 and 1970, working for Sears Roebuck and Company, one of the great American corporations, there was a guy at the end of the 20 bays that we had, at the other end of the big shop, and he specialized in brakes. And if you brought your vehicle in for a brake job, front or rear, the price was $19.95. $19.95, or maybe $19.99, and that was the whole job. So you got, if you had disc brakes, that would be the disc pads, and they would inspect, or he would inspect the entire braking system. He would check the wheel bearings, and he would grease the guide pins, put the new pads in, and road test it. If it were drum brakes, it was the same price, $19.99 or $19.95. And with drum brakes, he would rebuild the brake cylinders and replace the brake shoes. And if he had to resurface the brake drums, he put them on a machine, and that was included too. Put them on a machine and put a new surface on the brake drums. If he did that and he ground them about 20 thousandths of an inch oversized, then he had to recontour the new brake shoes to fit that slightly larger brake drum surface. And he did that too.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just Jason's engineering. Thank you, Jason. And just me and a couple of colts in the studio for this hour. Bert should be joining us for the second hour. So back to Sears Roebuck and Company and a brake job. So about $20, actually just pennies less than $20. And the guy that did this would hone the brake cylinders if it were a drum brake job that he was working on. So he would take the brake cylinders, and he'd take the brake shoes off, the springs, the retaining hardware, and pop the dust caps off the brake cylinders, pull out the pistons of the brake cylinders, and there's a hone that he used. Put some brake fluid on the hone, and this hone would put a new shiny surface on the bore of the brake cylinders. And he'd take those red rags and clean out all the abrasion and the metal particles, and then spray it clean with a cleaner, put a clean rag through it again and again and again. So he rebuilt the brake wheel cylinders, in addition to putting new shoes on, recontouring the shoes, grinding the, resurfacing the brake drum for $19.95 or 99 cents. So that was a lot more work, a lot more time than just replacing pads on today's front disc brake systems. It costs way less. And it was more complicated, more labor intensive. What I'm trying to say is that you're really going to have to learn how to do a lot of your own mechanical work on your equipment yourself. Because to me, having a simple brake job, which is, it's one of the easiest things you can do to repair your car, replace brake pads. you know, you have to have a jack to jack up the vehicle, but, and you have to have, you know, a lug wrench to get the wheel bolts off or the wheel lug nuts off. But it's pretty easy. And it'll be way easier the second time you do it. And it'll be way easier than that the third time you do it. First time, you're probably going to be scratching your head and wondering if you know what you're doing. But just watch the video and read about it, and you can do it. And you'll be able to accomplish that job that costs $180 at the big box tire store or brake store or the big box automotive repair shop. You'll be able to do it for $20 to $30. Which brings me to the point about barn roofing. You know, I was looking. I mentioned that it was, my forecast was that everything's going to go up because of what happened in Florida, the hurricane. And I was looking at images of the destruction, how the water and the wind ripped apart buildings. Houses floated away. Boats were thrown against each other. And the damage was pretty extensive. And how much it's going to take to rebuild. Some people are saying that Fort Myers Beach is never going to be the same. They won't be able to fix it and restore it to the way it was. I was looking at the construction. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that building permits and building inspections, you know, they have the, we don't have that here in our little hamlet in Missouri. There's no building inspector here. Praise the Lord. But they do have them in Florida and just about every place else. And how is it possible that these buildings could be approved to be constructed and occupied? You know, certificate of occupancy. How is that possible with these experts who have computer devices and pads and pens and calculators and check-off sheets? And these guys are the ones who are in charge of letting you occupy your house. And they check to make sure it was built right. How is it possible that when you look at the roof of these flimsy houses, that the roof, the trusses, aren't braced against each other very well, the construction is marginal at best, and steel roofing is just attached to the trusses. And there's no substrate. There's no OSB. There's no roof decking. It's just steel on top of trusses. And the purlins are really widely spaced. Our barn from 60 years ago is way better than that.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian smashed into Florida and carved a path of destruction that reached the Carolinas, 439,000 homes are without power this hour in Florida. Roughly 100 people have been confirmed dead from the storm since Ian began striking land on September 27th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Our Division of Emergency Management is continuing to bring large quantities of water, food, and other sustenance into the area to help everybody get by.
North Korea on Tuesday fired a ballistic missile over Japan, forcing the Japanese to issue evacuation notices and suspend trains during the flight of the nuclear-capable weapon. It was the first missile in 5 years hurled over Japan that could reach U.S. territory of Guam and possibly beyond. There was a clash between inmates armed with guns and knives inside the Latacanga prison in central Ecuador on Monday. Authorities are reporting the violence left at least 15 people dead and 20 injured.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, I've got your take my when you go to the season.
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So the lessons that I'm teaching in today's class center around learning how to do these things for yourself. And why would you trust someone who you don't know to repair your vehicle? Why would you trust them to make the diagnosis? Why would you trust them to do what you could do yourself? Now, I didn't always know how to do the things I know how to do. I learned them one at a time. My first vehicle was a 1954 Willys Jeep. CJ3B was the model. And It had a blown head gasket when I bought it. It was $675, four-wheel drive, and it came with a snowplow and a hydraulic lift for it. And a hardtop. And I had to learn how to take the head off and rebuild what was called an F-head engine. So half of the valves were in the head and the other half were in the block. I learned, had to learn how to do that, how to adjust the valves, and how to torque a head on a four-cylinder engine. And then there were some problems with the transfer case, you know, the four-wheel drive, high-low range transfer case. And I had to learn how to rebuild that. And I did that before I had my license. So I got the manual. And parts were less expensive back then. You could buy a whole replacement engine from a junkyard for $75 that would run. So there are many things that you can learn how to do yourself, and I suggest that you learn how to do them. Now, some require specialized tools. And you've heard me talk about AutoZone, and the reason I talk about AutoZone is I like them. They don't pay me to speak for them. They don't even know I'm talking about them. But they're nice to us, and they offer loaner tools. So if you needed a torque wrench and you didn't want to buy one at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, for $20 or $30, if you wanted to get the feel of what using a torque wrench is like before you buy one, you can borrow one, put a deposit on it at big box automotive parts stores. Many of them offer these loaner tools. AutoZone certainly does. So if you want to use a torque wrench to torque a cylinder head, they've got it. And it won't cost you anything other than the deposit, which you get all back when you return the tool. So it's a great way to go. And there are all kinds of tools, including tools for doing brake jobs, specialized tools if you need them. And what you could do is if you happen to go to, and I'm just going to say AutoZone, but you don't have to go to AutoZone. You can go wherever you want. But if you go to AutoZone and you talk to the person behind the counter and you say, you know, I've never done this before. I've never replaced the brakes on my, you know, Chevy. Are there any tools I might need? And that person behind the counter, if he doesn't know or she doesn't know, we'll get the guy or gal who does know. And say, well, let me get Sue over here or Bill. And that person will come over and say, yeah, here's what you do. You're going to need this tool, and here's why, and here's how it goes, and here's, you know, how you use it. They won't do it for you, but they'll give you a primer on how to do it. So I suggest that you consider doing that. Now, if you go to AutoZone, if you go to other parts stores, you can even ask for a discount. And the way you ask for a discount is you say, do you offer any discounts? And they may say, I'll tell you what, let me give you 10% off. It's just like that. It's as simple as that. Or you can say, do you match other prices? And they could say, well, what prices do you have? And you can say, well, I was on the internet and I found that Walmart sells it, you know, for this price. Or Pep Boys sells it for that price. Or well, Rock Auto stuff, they don't like matching Rock Auto prices because Rock Auto prices are generally Rock, rockauto.com. They are generally the lowest. Generally. Not always. Generally. But then there's shipping. So it's the Rock Auto parts price plus shipping. They may match it, you know, your total cost, which would be parts plus shipping. But generally, Rock Auto is tough to beat. And Rock Auto is great if you know what you're doing. But if you don't know what you're doing, they're miserable to work with. Miserable. Hard to return parts. So, and if you get the wrong ones, and I bought two disc rotors for Mercedes from Rock Auto. Name brand. And they were Ray Bestis brand. I bought them. And I opened the boxes. And one of them, somebody bought a disc rotor at Rock Auto and returned a used one in the box. So I got two of them. One was new, one was used. And how do you prove that? How do you say, hey, look, Rockwood, I just want you to know, y'all shipped me one new and one used, and I bought two new. It's kind of difficult, okay? So sometimes that kind of stuff happens. And unfortunately, they were willing to take it back. But, you know, it ate a week of my time waiting for the rotors to arrive and then shipping them back, you know, take them to UPS, which is a nuisance, and then waiting to get my money back, making sure that they inspected them, and so I will give Finelli's money back. But if you go to AutoZone or a store like that, when you buy your parts, it's incumbent upon you to open the box and make sure that it's all there and that it's new. Because sometimes people buy brake pads. Some brake pads come with these sensors to tell you that your pads are worn out. Mercedes does. Other makers probably do as well. So when you buy a set of brake pads, sometimes some unscrupulous, dishonest people will buy a set of brake pads, take out these little sensors that are in the box, and then return the brake pads and say, I didn't need them anyway. And what they've literally done is stolen the sensors that are in the box, because brake pad boxes are generally not sealed, meaning, you know, tape or a security seal to let you know that no one's opened it. So, and I found out about that because when I was in Virginia, I wanted to buy a set of brake pads for our daughter's little Mercedes. She has an ML320. That's a little Mercedes SUV truck. It's an old one. And so I said, I went to AutoZone. I said, I think I'm going to be doing a brake job, but I'm not sure. I'd like to buy a set of brake pads for this vehicle. And if I don't use them, may I return them tomorrow? And the guy said, sure. So he handed me this box. I paid for it, and I went out the door. And I came back the next day, and I said, I didn't open these. I didn't use them. They're just as I bought them. And I'd like to return them as we discussed yesterday. He said, sure, no problem. Oh, he opened the box. He opened the box to look and see if the contents were all there. And I looked at him and I said, what are you doing? He said, I just need to make sure it's all there, including the sensors. I said, really? He said, yeah, sometimes people steal the sensors and return the brakes without the sensors. And I said, wow. And, you know, when I bought them from you, I didn't do that. I just believe that they were complete in the box. So if I were returning these without the sensors, if you sold them to me without the sensors, and I returned them without the sensors, you'd think I did it, right? How about that? So you need to open the box. Now, if you don't know what should be in the box, why don't you just ask the counter person to open the box for you and say, would you just check this and make sure it's right inside the box, please? Thank you so much. So it's a different world we're living in. Bottom line is you're going to have to take care of a lot of these things for yourself. Now, back to this roofing thing in Florida. I see we've got a call on the call screen. Jason, I don't know if you can see that from your vantage point, but we've got a call. It's been on hold for 4 minutes. So back to Florida and roofing. So there's what's called barn roofing. It's sheet metal roofing, and it comes in colors, and it comes galvanized, typically 3 feet. Well, a few days ago, it was $3 a lineal foot. That means you just measure how long each section of this roofing material is, and it's $3 times the number of feet. And typically, you can have it custom cut. I had some custom cut for us yesterday. And I needed 13-foot lengths. I'm re-roofing a barn, a small barn. And it's like, let's say, 40 feet long, maybe 20 feet wide. So it's a small barn. It's got hay in it. And it had a million holes in the roof. So I wanted to buy this roofing material. It was $3 a lineal foot a few days ago. And then it went up to $3.90. Now, that's before Florida. So once people figure out that they, after the insurance adjusters get there and they start bulldozing away some of this debris to figure out what the cost of rebuilding is, and it'll probably take a couple months, the prices are going to go through the roof. absolutely through the roof. So that's why I jumped on getting the steel roofing for the barn. And the last thing I want to do is put a roof on the barn. Well, maybe not the last thing, but there are probably things that are worse than that. But, you know, I'm not real excited about it. I'll be excited when it's done. But it's costing more than I thought it was going to cost. But I have to do it. Herman in Nevada, welcome. It's just
welcome.
Me.
Good morning. First prayers for Dr. Sheely first.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to thank you before I get into anything. You remember, your mom might have done this, tied a ribbon around your finger to remember something.
Oh, sure.
Give you instructions.
String.
And I used to see my dad, he had these little ribbons. Sometimes it was a string tied around his finger. I'd say, hey, Dad, what's going on with all those little ribbons? Oh, your mother wanted me to remind me to remember to do something. And I said, well, what were you supposed to remember? And he said, only thing I can remember is I'm supposed to do something. I forgot what it is. But you are like that proverbial ribbon without the ribbon. Because yesterday I looked at all my vehicles out here that haven't been started in 59 days or moved. And the patriarch of the family, Richard, always says, and check it for mouses and, you know, the whole thing. That they get into the air filter boxes. And so I went and moved everything. And one of my big diesel trucks says, I'm not moving. I like it here. Damn, you know, darn it, you know, Vincent is making you move me, so I'm not growing roots. So thank you for that, because you remind people just like me all over America to go do the things that I knew it, but I didn't do it. And you do that. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Now, are you saying that your diesel truck, either drum brakes or disc brakes, the pads were kind of stuck because of the moisture in the air to either the drums or the rotors?
Not so much that. It kind of sank. I have type 2 with like almost like a decomposed granite on top, and kind of sank in a little bit. But the movement was needed for sure.
Okay, sure. That happens. That absolutely happens. The tires sink. And, you know, they develop flat spots. And the wheels tend to leak air at the bead if you don't move the vehicle. So it's really good to roll them backward and forward and drive them down the driveway and maybe around the block.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Herman's with us. And Herman, you're right about Dr. Norm Shealy. I got an email from his son this morning, and he said that Dr. Shealy could use our prayers. I had that feeling yesterday, and it's not the first time I've suggested to our class that if we pray that we would consider adding Dr. Norm Shealy, USA Prepare Senior Instructor, to those prayers. And he could certainly use them. Do I have any more information? No, I don't. That's all the information I have. He's having a rough go of it. And one of his friends who got the alleged immunization, the COVID jab, shedded, and that's been since December, and he has had a really, really tough go of it. So I just wanted to let you know that your prayers for Dr. Shealy would be appreciated by USA Preparers and, you know, the USA Prepares family and Dr. Shealy and his family.
Herman, a lot of people are praying.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I've talked with Kathy many times, and she's been praying for Dr. Shealy nonstop. Nonstop. And I'm talking for a very long time. You know, Herman, you've been listening to USA Prepares for quite some time, twice a day, to make sure that you, I guess, hear, understand, learn, and implement the things that you've heard here. Not that you don't know how to do these things, because I know you know how to do a lot of the things that we talk about. But the faculty of USA Prepares, I think, is quite extraordinary and quite unique. I don't think there's anything like us. And it just happened, Herman. I didn't go out and try to find everybody who's on the faculty. They just gravitated toward us. And like you did. You gravitated toward us, right?
It's amazing. The community of brilliant, incredible people. I think of you like a headmaster or a professor in many ways. What is so interesting, again, to me is when you're talking about things These are things that I've got a long email coming to you. The internet's been on and off. It's been horrible, but I laugh in a way, or I'm reaffirmed that I'm doing it right, because if you're doing it right and you go into such detail that is so beyond everybody else, if I'm doing it the way you're doing it, it's confirmation I'm doing it right. And that is a really uplifting, endorphin, natural high. And I don't know how else to put it, but I laughed the other day also when you said, you know, people think you have one shirt. Well, I'm the same. I have 10 of the same. And people think he just has that one pair of black, you know, nylon shorts that, you know, you rinse off. But, you know, it's like the my standard shirt. I used to call it the uniform back in 16 was my Hillary for prison shirt. And it was so funny because people would see the big Hillary that looked like the campaign, you know, banner sign. And around these parts, there's a lot of Bubbas, and they'd see that Hillary and they would mad dog me. And I would know right off the bat, they didn't see the for prison. Their eyes were maybe not that good. They thought it said for president. So I'd go up to them. I'd say, well, what's going on? And they said, well, that shirt. I said, it was a Hillary shirt. Yeah. And I'd say, you're not for Hillary? And they'd say, no. And then I'd show them the prison. I'd say, for prison? And they'd say, oh, yeah, where can I get it? And I'd have, like, 20 of them in my trunk. And I went around handing them out. And then everyone all over town was wearing Hillary for prison shirts. Lately, it's been the Biden for nursing home. But if Hillary comes back in for 24, I'm getting those shirts, those Hillary shirts back out.
Years and years ago, I was at a gun show, and there was one of those shirts, and I saw this guy, and you know, the people who go to gun shows, other than the feds, and other than the government employees are trying to nab people, for whatever they, other than that, you know, the rest of us are, very conservative, honorable people. For the most part. And I saw one of those shirts, and my immediate reaction, because I didn't see the whole shirt, I just saw the Hillary logo.
Right.
And my immediate reaction was, who let this guy in?
Right.
And then I saw for prison, and, you know, I felt a whole lot better. But you're absolutely right. It's a great shirt, but she's not in prison.
Right.
I wanted to share something with you, Herman, and this is kind of interesting. I was talking with our son about this truck, and our son is a different truck than I've been talking about. I've never talked about this. We have some contacts in the automotive community, the automotive village, if you will. And a guy with a 2017 Ford pickup truck, 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty, had 47,000 miles on it. So it was under warranty, but it was 14 days over. Transmission, complete failure. Needed a complete transmission rebuild. Brought it to the dealer, and the dealer said, you're out of warranty by 14 days. No exceptions. Can you imagine? Can you imagine we've gotten to the point in this country where we would say, you know what? So your transmission didn't last? Tough. Tough. Outrageous. That's one reason not to buy a Ford that I can think of. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.